Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
So the angel of the Lord speaks to Elijah in the first reading today, and he says, "Get up. Get up. Get up and eat, or the journey will be too long for you." You know, it is a doctrine of our faith that we all have a guardian angel. Has your guardian angel ever talked to you? I think he talks to, you know what the angel is. The word angel means messenger. And so the angel is the messenger of God, to bring the message of God to us. And we may not always hear it with a voice, but sometimes we can feel that nudge, right? Get up. Get up. Get up and go to work. Get up and go to class. Get up and go to church. Get up and read. Get up and pray. Else the journey will be too long for you. We have this Old Testament reading speaking about a physical journey. And then we have Jesus speaking to us about being the bread of life for our spiritual journey. And those things in the Old Testament so often foreshadow what our Lord fulfills. And when Elijah gets up and he eats, how long can he walk? He walks for 40 days and 40 nights. There's something special about that which he was given to eat. And our Lord wants to nourish us on this spiritual journey. Now, a little bit about Elijah. Elijah was being persecuted by King Ahab and his wife Jezebel. So Ahab and Jezebel are the king and queen that are in charge. And they have turned their back on God, and they have begun to worship false gods. And Elijah, a prophet raised up by God, is speaking the truth profoundly and powerfully and calling people back to proper worship. Well, they're not happy with that. And Jezebel, you might hear the name Jezebel, and sometimes people think Jezebel, you know, maybe that means somebody who is an adulteress, someone who is, kind of flirty or that kind of thing, a homewrecker. But that's not what Jezebel is. Jezebel is a power-hungry queen who is dominating her husband, Ahab, who is weak. And Jezebel is a murderess. And she sets out to murder Elijah. And what does Elijah do when he finds out Jezebel's out to kill him? He takes off. And he's on his way. And he gets tired. He's tired of fighting the good fight. He's tired of climbing the hill. He's tired of going against the grain. He's tired. And he lays down. And what happens? The angel says and pokes him and says, "What? Get up. Get up. Get up and eat. Get up and go." Elijah went a day's journey into the desert until he came to a broom tree. And he sat beneath it and he prayed for death. "It is enough, O Lord. Take my life. I've had enough. I can't go on. Go ahead and kill me now." And the angel says, "Get up. Get up and go." The weariness of following God, the weariness of being a prophet, the weariness that comes from staying clean or pure or honest and hardworking, that tiredness on the journey of following God. I think we all, at some point in our lives, find ourselves under that broom tree with Elijah. Many, many people have been under that tree, tired of life, tired of the wear and tear, tired of falling down, tired of bad news, just plain tired, right? And so I remind you today, Jesus is the bread of life. to nourish us on our journey. So why are you here? Last week, those of you that were here last week, I reminded you all, or I challenged you all, to be deliberate about why you're here. Why? What are you seeking from Jesus? And now we're getting a little closer to the answer today. Jesus wants to sustain us. He wants to save us and sustain us on this journey. And it is a very real journey, and it is sometimes a profoundly difficult and uphill battle. But we have food for the journey. I am the bread of life come down from heaven. You know, we are commanded by God to be here. It is God's command for us, and that's the angel poking us. Get up, right? Anybody ever felt that? You roll back over and say, maybe later. Get up. Get up and pray. Get up and study. Get up and go to church. Get up and go to work. So we have to be open to hear, else the journey will be too long for you. Oh, to hear the voice of the angel telling us. Again, we've been under that tree, tired of disappointments, tired and weary from our sin and from somebody else's sin. You know, as a priest, as a counselor, I hear people oftentimes, they'll come to me and maybe they'll know the chapter and the verse, maybe they won't. But 1 Corinthians chapter 10, St. Paul says that we will not be tried beyond our strength, right? And we have this way of kind of turning it into paraphrasing. Well, God is not going to give me more than I can handle, right? I've heard a lot of people come to me and they say, Father Mike, I know the Bible says God is not going to give me more than I can't handle anymore. Tell God I've had enough. But it's true. It really is true. God isn't going to try us beyond our strength. But we have to hear the voice of the angel, don't we? Get up. Get up and eat. Get up and pray. Get up. Get up and be strengthened for the journey, or else it will be too much for you. And so God is calling all of us to be nourished by the bread of life. You know, we have a need for physical food, right? We have a need, our body needs physical food, so our soul needs spiritual food. And Jesus is the bread of life. When we pray the Our Father and we pray for our daily bread, we are praying for Jesus. We are praying for the spiritual nourishment that God gives to us. Give us this day food for the journey. And we know that we are on this journey. We live one day at a time. And one day at a time, the Lord will nourish and strengthen us on our way. You know, we are called to be holy. We are called to use the gifts that God has given to us to build up His kingdom. Now, when was the last time, think about this in your own life, when was the last time you knew that you were spiritually hungry, that you were getting weak, that you were beginning to be delirious spiritually, losing your way? When was the last time? You know what? So often we don't know it until after we've fallen. So often we don't know it until we've fallen on our face and we repent. By God's grace, something happens and our eyes are opened and we see that we have stumbled and we fall, we've lied, we've stolen, we cheated, we didn't come to Mass, drunkenness, some sexual sin. And why does that happen? Because we become spiritually weak. We haven't heard the voice of the angel say what? What's the angel say to us? Get up. Get up and pray. Get up and eat. Get up and be nourished, or the journey is going to be too long for you. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors, they ate manna in the desert. And you know, manna was a miraculous bread. It was the bread of angels delivered to humanity. Your ancestors ate that miraculous bread in the desert, but they died. But whoever eats this bread will live forever. Jesus is our Savior. He is our Lord. He is food for the journey. But you know, and we're here tonight. I know we have a number of visitors that this is a different maybe understanding. But nonetheless, we're here tonight to be fed by the sacred scripture. And we're here to be fed by the Holy Eucharist, by the bread of life. But there was something that happened to me. I remember the day. And I may have told you all this story before. I remember the day in seminary when I was uncovering all these kind of scriptural truths. I was coming to these insights about faith and life. I was coming to this great appreciation of the wisdom of God and the Word of God. And I had this great faith in the Eucharist. And it dawned on me that so many people, they don't know God's Word well enough to really be nourished by the bread of life. See, there's a reason the Word comes first and then the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. When we come forward to receive Christ, the new Passover Lamb, when we come forward to receive the bread of life, to be nourished by Him, we have to be ready, open, disposed, believe. And so we believe, and so we are nourished, and we are set on our way. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread of life come down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Don't we know his father and his mother?" And Jesus said, "Amen, amen. I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread come down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." And you know, you're out there thinking, "Hey, Father Mike, I heard the angel. I got up. I'm here. You're preaching to the choir." You know, but we all have a charism, right? We're all called to be Elijah. We're all called to be prophets in this world. We've all been given some ministry and some message. And sometimes, you know, maybe you're not tired. Maybe you're not tired because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. But God is calling us to use the gift that we have been given to build the body of Christ and the kingdom of God, to seek holiness. There's a lot of spiritual junk food in the world, but Jesus is the bread of life that nourishes our soul. He works with us in our repentance, in our prayer, and we receive His love by grace, and it is a response to grace. So we are here today. We are here today to be nourished on the journey. In a few minutes from now, you know, the Holy Eucharist, it's not a reward for being good. It's nourishment on the way. But we do have to be ready to receive the Blessed Sacrament, whether we need to go to confession, whether we need to truly believe, whether we need to be part of the church. So today, we seek the nourishment of God that we may continue our journey, right? An ear open to hear the voice of the angel calling us, get up and pray, get up and go to church, get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you.